Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Actually, more than a few words about Giovanni DiChiaro. He's recorded two nationally televised special programs for the PBS network. Both of these programs received gold awards and top honors. And he has done the International Film and Television Festival of New York. His many recordings can be heard throughout the United States on National Public Radio. His Scott Joplin collection is a regular feature on National Public Radio syndicated program Performance Today. He was featured on the National Public Radio program All Things Considered, where he performed and discussed his transcriptions of the music of Scott Joplin. He's arranged and transcribed for the guitar many other things, but has published a 5-volume set of teaching materials and numerous transcriptions with Mel Bay Publications, and his transcriptions of several Spanish classics entitled Treasures of the Spanish Guitar. Mr. DiChiaro has published his guitar transcriptions of the complete works of Scott Joplin, the only such collection available to date with Mel Bay Publications, and of course, the recent guitar quartet arrangements of several of Joplin's selections. I might also add that Giovanni DiChiaro has taught all the members of the Mississippi Guitar Quartet. That's really an accomplishment. You raise the students, you teach them, and then you perform with them. We'd like to welcome to cross over the Mississippi Guitar Quartet.
Thank you.
Yeah. The leader of the pack, you call me.
The leader of the pack, John, yes. Well, this is a whole new thing for you, isn't it?
It's totally different.
Yeah, was this a dream that you had?
Oh, I've always wanted to have an ensemble like this, and these are three of my former students, some of my best students from University of Southern Mississippi. And it's a great opportunity. It's great to have an ensemble where you have really good musicians, plus they're such good, very dear friends.
Now, how do they, they're all so instructors and professors at other universities, and so you can't tell them what to do anymore.
Oh, yes, I can. Right? I can change their grades.
He tries to all the time. All
right.
We have Chaz Evans sitting right here next to. Hi, Chaz. And then we have Michael Boyd. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
And Steve Kennedy.
Hello.
And all of you. Now, let's start with you, Chaz. Where do you teach?
I teach at Mississippi College. I teach at Holmes Community College, also up in Goodman, Mississippi. I teach music theory and guitar classes.
Well, for us here in the North Country, it's very interesting to hear what's going on in Mississippi. I know that when John went down, or Giovanni went down, 20-some-odd years ago,
right.
He had one student.
That's right. There was nothing there. I had a couple, maybe about 10 students. But the thing about that job was they told me, look, John, we want you to come here and develop this program. And so I basically traveled all over the state. I went to every junior college to try to recruit students. In fact, several of these guys I've met at junior colleges.
That's how he got me.
I met Michael that way, and I met Chazzy that way.
Now,
and Steve, I heard his band. He had a rock and roll band, and he was playing in Gulfport on the beach when I recruited him.
Well, you know, we just have to rearrange our program a little, Steve. We
exactly.
have to hear some rock and roll with the Mississippi guitar.
That's a great mix.
That's right.
Great mix.
So, Chaz, and now let's see, Mike, how about you? Where are you teaching?
I am currently teaching at Jones County Junior College in Ellisville, Mississippi, which is a little town just north of the University of Southern Mississippi.
Which is where John started everything.
That's right. That's right.
And then, of course, Steve, what about you?
I'm actually not a professor yet, but John still can't tell me what to do.
Yes, I can. We'll be in the car later, Joe. Don't let that down.
But I'm a teaching assistant at Lafayette Academy in New Orleans, and I'm finishing my master's thesis.
I want to ask you about that. Seriously, what's going on in New Orleans? Has that impacted very, very much the Katrina?
Well, the kids that I'm involved with now are from all over the place. So you definitely see a wide variety of cases that, you know, some people came from Houston, some stayed in New Orleans and lost their houses. So it's pretty tough down there, but we're making it.
You're making it, and life is going on.
Life is going on, exactly.
And we will be on a barge trip, I believe, again. That will be our third one to New Orleans. I think it's in March, and we'll be seeing all of you guys, I'm sure, I hope. Maybe you'll be playing on the barge as well, yeah. So that's really quite exciting. Now, you have a new album out, John, the Mississippi Guitar Quartet. Is this the premier album of the group?
Yes, that's our first album, and we're playing all of the music from that CD at Carnegie Hall on Monday, October 2nd.
Yes, and of course, we're airing this show on Saturday, and you will be playing the following
Monday. That's right.
So that's a biggie.
Yes, we're very, very excited about that. Plus, you know, it's good to see, you know, people think Mississippi, you know, they have their own preconceived ideas. So having a guitar quartet come from Mississippi is probably an eye-opener to a lot of people. But there's a lot of good stuff going on down there.
Well, that's what we're hoping to get across, that life goes on and it is growing. And it is certainly a center for music. Always has been, certainly. But they think of jazz, you know, but
right.
as far as classical
right.
music is concerned, you are a classical guitar quartet, is
that's
that right?
That's right.
So how does being a classical guitar quartet impact on your repertoire? Do you have to do a lot of arranging, Mike? Have well, actually, all of you have done some arrangements on this album and on the program.
Right.
Right. right.
We've
right.
all made some contributions to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Some better than others.
But I have to tell you this now, Joe. All of the stuff on that CD were all projects that I had them do when they were graduate students.
This is what I was so fascinated with. So it's not a total loss to get a degree.
Because you found a way to use it. Well, I had an ulterior motive when I gave them those assignments.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, you really, John, I will say to the audience, and of course they must know him by now because this is, I think, our third time around over quite a few years, is a man that really believes in expanding the repertoire. And of course the Joplin things, you had four volumes of
right.
Joplin, I believe, and then you have a wedding album, and what are some of the other albums that you have?
Broadway CD, but I'm so excited, and I have two Christmas albums, but I'm so excited, Jill. I'm working on this new project with Centaur, where I'm taking all of the very well-known romantic piano pieces and transcribing them for guitar, like the Hungarian Rhapsody, which I've been telling you about, of Liszt, and the couple pieces, a piece, you know, the theme from Alfred Hitchcock, that actually is called The Funeral March of a Marionette.
Yes, it's very famous. Gounod.
Mm-hmm. Remember that song that came out in the 70s? It was a song called Hello, Mother. Actually, that's called Dance of the Hours by Ponchielli.
Ponchielli, yeah. Are you going to do any of this for the guitar quartet?
Not yet. This is going to be a solo album, you know, so far, you know.
Yes. No, do you have approval, all of you, Mike?
Well, I should make a plug for my new album if John's doing it, and then I'll give all the approval he needs.
Go ahead. Yes, everyone who's written a new album, raise your hand. Do you have a new album?
We just finished it last week. It's a very interesting project that I came across when I was doing the research for my dissertation mm-hmm. on one of the most prolific Spanish composers for guitar, Federico Moreno Torroba.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And there's a great number of pieces of his that have not been published nor recorded, and his son was nice enough to send me the scores to
really?
These.
And this is a solo album.
This is a solo album. I've gotten some good interest off of it so far.
Now, Steve, what about you? Seriously, would you ever think of doing any kind of a pop type of thing with the guitar quartet?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's all open for us. But for right now, we're kind of spread apart, and so we're going to keep on going with it and make more transcriptions. We still have some transcriptions that we've made that we haven't played yet, so those are still waiting for us. So yeah.
But Steve is very shy. I'll brag about him.
Yes,
okay?
You go ahead.
Right. Okay. Just don't hit me in the car.
No, I won't.
He's also made some wonderful transcriptions of Christmas music, of that kind of stuff. Very nicely done. Taking some popular music and made really nice arrangements of those things that are challenging to play, but yet are accessible to a lot of people.
Now this again for solo guitar?
Right.
Yes.
Now how is transcribing Chaz for four guitars as opposed to one? How do you do that? Now, you are a theory and harmony teacher, isn't
Yes,
it?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So let's have the experts.
I don't know about experts. I feel like I'm under the light here.
Yeah.
Well, one of the pieces that I did on the CD was Dance Macabre by Saint-Saëns.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
You have to take... I took the the four-hand piano that Liszt did, mm-hmm. and I transcribed it for four guitars. So incorporating the guitar, you know, and making it ergonomic for the instrument was very mm-hmm. difficult. There are several sections in that you have to realize the downward chromatic leaps and
right.
things. You have to do those. I divided those up between two guitars, and it's actually quite spectacular when
really?
You see it on stage. You'll
like
that.
Well, we can't wait. Our guests today are members of the Mississippi Guitar Quartet, Giovanni DiChiaro, Michael Boyd, Steve Kennedy, and Chas Evans. So you will be on stage, what time? 8 o'clock,
8 o'clock
on Monday evening?
Monday night at Carnegie, at the Wheel Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall.
October 2nd.
Right.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck on with the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to much more from the Mississippi Guitar Quartet. John, you have a new position now. You've left Hattiesburg.
That's right. I retired from the University of Southern Mississippi. I put my 25 years in there. And now,
and that's quite a legacy, I might add.
Oh, I've loved it there. You know, mm-hmm. I thought it was great. Because, you know, when I started there, there was almost nothing.
Yes, I know.
And now look what we have. You know,
well, you have a master's program.
Right, a doctoral program. Too. Michael got his doctorate with me over there.
I see. Now, so you're leaving for greener pastures?
I did. I started a guitar program now at Louisiana State University in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'll start next semester.
Now, where is that near?
That is probably about an hour and a half or 2 hours, probably northwest of Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. It's right almost in the center of the state. And the reason why I'm going there is we just played there a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And I've played several recitals there over the years. And I've come in contact with many of the faculty members from over there, including the chairman, who I spoke with very briefly about a month ago. And he said, oh, we'd love to have a program over here. When can you come?
Well, I think that what's happening is we kind of take for granted in conservatories and universities that you have programs for instrumental programs, but guitar programs are not that easy to come by. You have them in major cities.
Right.
But I think it's when they hear guitar, of course, they think of pop or...
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah. Sure. Jill, yeah. That's exactly the problem. See, a lot of them will think of, you know, rock and roll mm-hmm. or down there country, or they're associated with a church, you know,
yes,
praise
exactly.
and all that kind
yes.
of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't really experienced... classical guitar
classical
to see what it
guitar.
Could do, you know.
Right.
So the trick, it was just like going to Hattiesburg. It was the same thing, Joe. When I went to Hattiesburg, no one knew. They just loved guitar, but they didn't know anything about classical guitar.
Yes.
And what I discovered when I would go and play a concert, I would never tell somebody, I'm going to come and play a classical guitar concert. Because then I'll just say, I'm going to come play the guitar.
Right.
Just like that. When people understand that language.
Yes.
So that's what I'll do in Louisiana. I'll just come, go to all the different schools in the area and recruit. You know, see, and the thing is, I love stuff like that. See, for me, that's a challenge to take something where there's nothing and make it grow. That to me
but
is.
But we are a very sophisticated country, and yet there are pockets of lack of information, and especially in music, and of course the way music is today.
Sure.
But I'm sure it'll be a tremendous success. Wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you, John. I'm excited. And I'll bring up some kids from there someday too.
Okay, we'll have an octet.
We will. The Louisiana Guitar Quartet.
Okay. One never knows.
That one never knows.
And then all of a sudden, you're going to have an entire ensemble like the balalaika ensembles, you know, that come out of Russia. And
that's
so
beautiful. You never know.
You never know.
For you.
It could be.
And I'm so young, Jill. I mean. This is, you know, I'm just a kid.
Well, I really think the exuberance and the love of the instrument is very, very evident. And it's wonderful to hear that this is going on. Delight to have you here. And good luck on your concert.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.